again this morning. So I don't know what's going on with his schedule, but he's usually in here at this time, but I don't hear him. How are you doing, Bob? How was your weekend?
Good morning, NY2H.
Roger, Pete. I think it's Pete. I'm pretty sure it's Pete. Anyway, great to talk to you. Yes, strange thing. The other station you were talking to, I couldn't hear at all. My transmit light stayed on, which means it was available here on my Android. But I could not hear him. I just heard you, so that was strange. I heard someone else jump in and laugh. I don't know what that was about, but whatever. And, I just heard Lou there, so I said good morning to Lou. And good morning, everyone. We'll turn it over to you, Lou, KHNY. Go ahead.
Andy, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Pete. And Pat, if you're listening while you're gassing up, good morning to you. No, I've been reading the mail and listening to the financial news at the same time. I'm by the parking area here, westbound. And, yeah, Bob, we're back on our RLP link between our two repeaters because there's a problem with the RF link. And the way the controller is wired right now, you'll get that. I don't think you'll hear the RLP. I guess you're not hearing the east. The Pat's on the east, so you won't hear that. Which is good for me to know because if I tried to answer you when I started out, you wouldn't have heard me. And the fellow was laughing, whoever that was. I guess Pete, you had timed out. But unbeknownst to that person, Pat could still hear you on the east, so you really didn't time out for any practical purposes. And that's the scoop. Pete, over to you.
Okay, good morning, Lou. Nice to hear you, and hope all is well. And hope you had a good weekend, and I guess we're not on the RF link now, Lou. I'm not sure because you said last week that it was in place, but then we had problems last week, so I guess you're still ironing it out. I thought it was all done and over with, but you might comment on that in the next round. And I didn't time out. I just, if you bump up against the timer, it will announce itself, but you're not timing it out. You're just bumping up against it, but not actually timing out the repeater, but everybody gets all excited about it. And that's the way some people are out there. They have nothing better to do with their lives, right? I don't know. A lot of strange characters on their airwaves these days, these years, compared to years ago. And very good, Bob. Yeah, Pat will be in shortly, and hope you had a good weekend and enjoyed it. And had a nice time. As you were listening, you know what's going on with how my weekend's been. Bob?
Okay, I did want to leave a little space there. Yeah, here's the strange thing. So, Lou, keep this in mind. I can't hear Pat, so I don't know if he's going to be trying to get in or what the story is. In fact, I don't even know if I'm doubling with him. So, anyway, just thought I'd bring that up. Pete, I was listening to the mail there a little bit, and so I'm glad you had a good weekend. And I know you had company visiting, and I'm pretty sure it was family. So that's a good thing. We had a perfect weekend for it. It was beautiful down here. And, good to hear you, Lou. And trying to be a little quiet. We have my mom here, believe it or not.
Hey, Bob, if you copy, you dropped off. You said we have my mom here, believe it or not, and then it, just dropped off. So I don't know if you're copying. You can try it again.
Okay, I guess I missed most of that. Over.
We heard you up until you said you had your mom over, and then you suddenly dropped out. So up again.
Okay. She was released from... unfortunately, she had to go to the hospital last week from the nursing home, and she had issues there at the hospital, a little bit of pneumonia, but that's cleared. They released her, and we decided to take her here with hospice care. So that's the story. And I was mentioning I was on a plateau for quite a while with the weight, and up until last, including last week, and then I just had a big drop, like up until today, it's been in less than a week, 6 pounds, so we got a little bit of concern about that. So we're down at that first level that I talked to you about when I first got on here back in April, so we're down 4-0, same as you were at that time, over.
All right, very good. Congratulations on that. That's excellent. Keep up the good work. I'm actually 3 pounds below my maintenance weight. I was on, my maintenance was 175, I was 172 Saturday. And I've got 2 weeks left on maintenance, and then I'm a life member. They actually had me speak a little bit Saturday. Apparently after summer's over, a lot of people join up. So, you know, we have some new people in, et cetera. But, no, it's good. So I could be a little sloppy, actually. Not that I want to. But I got some buffer zone now, which is good. So, it's great. And, I know. It's plateauing like that, you kind of get a little concerned and disappointed. But it works out. Let me drop a second. I want one more thing. Hold on.
And good luck to her and everything.
And yeah, after the summer, I guess everybody's trying to lose weight, although during the summer, if you're active, you're actually losing a lot of weight during the summer. Over to you, Bob, W2SET Mobile.
Okay, this is K8NY through EchoLink. Fine, Pete. Thanks for the nice wishes there. Appreciate that. And, yeah, good to hear you. I had just woken up and refreshed a little bit here and then turned this on and heard you talking. So I couldn't hear the other guys. I'd say, who is this? Who is Pete talking to? Had a kick out of that. Anyway, yeah. But thanks for the nice wishes and... yeah, fine on the heat. I heard you mentioning heat. By the way, yeah, on my mom, actually, she's really, her spirits have changed since she got here. It's like, you know, she's a lot happier, and I can't understand it. You know, the family was here, the girls were here and everything, and they were doting on her, actually taking care of her as well. So they've been here the whole weekend. They just left yesterday. So anyway, that's a good thing, and I was in talking with her. I will mention you, Lou, to the mom. I'm sure she remembers. One thing about the dementia, her old memories are like right on, spot on. It's the short term that's the issue, but long term she remembers everyone. So got a kick out of that. Yeah, fine on the Weight Watchers, Lou. Same thing happened to me. They made me do the speaking last week because of what I lost and all. So. And he gave me a couple of gifts for that. I didn't want to do it, but you know me, I'm very shy with talking. Anyway, over to you, NY2H and the crew, K8NY.
Alrighty, K8NY, the group, NY2H. Yeah, you're as shy as when it comes to talking as, I guess, I don't know what the parallel would be, but we're not buying it. Oh, man. Anyway, it's, what, 7:16? I think this morning they're going to open up at 7:30 because they got to swap out some software or something and they want to get an earlier start. So I'll probably have about 14 minutes or so. All right, on mentioning her, me to her. Hopefully she'll remember. Yeah, it's a weird thing with the memory. So, anyway, it's going to be a rough week this week. They're asking me to do the impossible one. They want it done quickly. So we'll give that a stab. But, Pat, back to you. And it's interesting. Pat can hear you, Bob, because I tuned into the other repeater and you're coming across. So it's a one-way situation of, you know, Eric had mentioned to me something about it, and I guess this is what he was trying to tell me would happen. Yeah, we're on the delay. We're on the RLP. We're not on the live RF link anymore. It was hopping up and down. I may stop at the site this afternoon and work with Eric and give him some heads up on what's going on out there. Pat, over to you, NY2H.
Hey, NY2H, WB2CNF in the group. Very good. Send my hellos to Bob. I know he can't hear me, but I'm always here anyway, so this will be my last. Congrats, Lou, on your meeting your goal. My wife belongs to Weight Watchers, and I know it's hard. I know she struggles a lot with it. So congrats on that. I know with a really big deal when she made her goal, and it, you know, she bounces up and down like we all do once we get older. Anyway, I'm going to say 7:30 because I'm just about pulling into the parking lot, and I'll listen in one more round. So have a nice day. I know Lou, we're always meals to work because we're always expected to do the impossible with no time to do it, and hope to talk to you tonight or tomorrow. WB2CMF will be clear.
Okay, WB2CMF, W2SET Mobile. And all the best, and take care, Pat, and Yeah, you always try to watch your weight, because later on it is a problem. You just don't need to eat that much. That's what it comes down to. You don't need to eat that much. So you take care and have a good day there, Pat. And we'll, okay, I thought everything was fixed up over the summer, and that's why Chris, my brother, is still having trouble now with the system, because it sounded so great when I came on last Monday for the first time, and then after that it was just, I don't know why things are not working. I thought everything was in place for the summer, but maybe they're still getting kinks out of it or whatever's going on. So, very good. All right, over to you, Bob, and you can send your 73 over to Pat there. Bob, over to you, K8NY, W2SET Mobile. You still out there? Okay, Lou, I'm not hearing Bob, so over to you, Lou. there? Was it the end of August? 1st of September, I'm curious.
Probably going to be one of my last keys right here, Peter. pulling up to my coffee spot. We might be a little behind today. So, we'll say 73s for now, and I guess I'll be clear on your final. Gonna jump out of here to get my coffee. Try to enjoy it a little bit before I get to my job. So, W2SCT Mobile. KD2BAH Mobile. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, KD2BAH, W2SCT Mobile. Okay, we're still in the old IRLP, apparently. They're still having issues with the RF link. So I thought it was all done and over with, but they're still tweaking things, whatever's going on. I was just talking to Lou about it, so he said they're having trouble with the controller. But apparently the new system came in a couple of weeks ago. Because I wasn't on here all summer until last Monday. So, hopefully they'll get it back as soon as possible. So, take care, and 73 to you, and I'll talk again real soon. And, Kevin, good luck on everything, and catch you later on tomorrow morning or so. Or maybe this afternoon. W2SCT Mobile.
My name is Tom. I'm in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I'm on my link. and I'm going to do a little bit of shopping before I go to work.
Hi, Tom. This is Richie, KGKND. We've spoken many times. There were two other stations that were trying to get in, but I don't know what was delaying them. He's got a station up in Canada, Rick up there, and then another station. So if those stations are there, ID now.
Good morning, everyone. This is Victor Echo 4, Romeo India Charlie, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Saying good morning and on my ride to work.
Okay, Rick, good morning to you. I'm not sure if there was a double there with Tom, but there was another station, I think local, that was also signing in. Is that station around? Okay, so we'll say good morning to you, Rick, and you have Tom. KD7DAW is located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. So, Tom, go ahead and pick it up. Both of you are on Echolink. Or Rick, you might be on IRLP. But Tom, go ahead and pick it up and pass it on to Rick. This is KGKNV.
KGKNV, KD7DAW in the Mobile. I think I'm only hearing you. The other station is on IRLP. I don't think I'm hearing him. I think that that might be.
Doesn't include my stop at the Golden Arches there, and Yeah, that's about it. 22 minutes. Mostly what we call the inner city like highways. I'm going about 50 miles an hour here.
Okay. I never thought about in Canada you use miles per hour, you use kilometers.
Oh, no, we use kilometers. I was just converting for, I believe you guys are still in miles per hour. I haven't been in the States in probably 12, 15 years now. It's been, even though it's so close, and there's all these deals across the border for shopping, I just haven't been across.
Okay, if you have a radio playing in the background, he's coming across on the radio. Okay. Yeah, I kind of thought it was... Well, yeah, because you use imperial gallons and gasoline also. I knew that. But, anyway, 22 minutes. What kind of weather will you have up there? When will winter actually come to you? Or, well, how far north into Canada are you?
Actually, I'm just, oh, I should wait. Actually, I'm just across the border by about 60 miles north of the border into Manitoba here in the major city here, Winnipeg. The weather today, it is plus 3 above freezing. So that would be 38, I guess, about 39, maybe 40 at the warmest in Fahrenheit. Today is blue skies, absolutely beautiful. I don't see a cloud in the sky. There's a haze to the west, but I don't know if it's just like slightly, I wouldn't even call it overcast. All it does is change the color from yellow in the east, and above me is blue, and as it goes to the west, it's more of a, just above the horizon there, it's like a purple hue and indigo.
Yeah, just, I had spoken to somebody that lives 800 miles north of Montreal, and what he described his winter was pretty amazing. Didn't snow in February. So I think from late September to late May or something like that, he did have snow, but it didn't snow in February because it was minus 40 degrees and doesn't snow at that temperature. Anyway, did the Winnipeg Jets ever win an NHL title?
HHDPZ for Quickie.
Go ahead, Quickie.
So I'll make a call. N2MB, K6DPC. Are you out there, Barry?
Yes, I am. How did you know that? I'm just getting ready to pick up the kitties.
I'm expecting to see you after 9, correct?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure. I'll know in a little while. I guess I'll know in about 10, 15 minutes.
You got your cell phone with you?
Yes, I do.
Call me on my cell phone. Let me know what's going on. Thanks, gentlemen. K6DPZ.
Thanks, John. Thank you, my call.
Good morning to both of you. Have a great day. Rick, back over to you.
No, the Jets, in the past they did. But the thing is, I did not... I'm not a sports guy. I don't watch sports on TV. I'm one of those guys who watch, listen to documentaries and science and stuff like that. I have played sports. So I've played a lot of sports, but I don't watch it. And hockey isn't one of the sports I do play.
No, it's great that you play. We have a couple of guys, well, at least one guy, in our club was a serious adult hockey player, and sometimes when, because I'm actually in the sporting goods business, but sometimes I see older, I hesitate to use that term because I'm way up there myself anyway, but you know, there's a point at which you kind of say, you know, the younger kids are beating the heck out of me and I got to be careful. I used to see that with basketball. I had a customer who was a surgeon. And you play basketball, and that could be a pretty rough game when you take it seriously. You know, you come down off the boards, and you're swinging your arms or whatever. And I said, you know, someday you're going to bang up your hands. You're not going to be able to operate. Then what? I think his answer was, I love basketball. I'm not sure.
And, I don't know. I didn't play basketball either. Let's see. When I was younger, I did a lot of, hunting and weightlifting. So that's, weightlifting is mostly, and bodybuilding, that's mostly a single person sport, I would call it, because that's a routine you can do yourself, and you don't need anybody else around. I did that for years, and then I went to mountain bike riding. I didn't excel at it by any means, but I did enjoy it thoroughly. Just recently I just stopped taking martial arts, and I was getting injured a little bit too much because I was missing work. You know, I had a couple of dislocated shoulders and broken bones and stuff like that, and it was just at 47 it was time to pack it in, because no different than what you were saying about basketball. The young guys were just literally beating me up.
This is KTKNV. Well, one of the things is that a friend of mine did martial arts, and I don't know the different varieties they're in, but some of them are, let's say, more disciplined and less contact. And, you know, it was a good training exercise. First of all, it kept his weight down. And again, the training part of it, the motion, the muscular control, things like that. So there are probably, if you really like it, there are probably types of martial arts that you could do that would be less contact and therefore less strain on the body.
Absolutely, yes. It also has to do with the club that you're with at the time and what their ideals are. I agree. Yes, the one I was in was a little bit too gung-ho, and being one of the oldest participants in the club, and it was the club was more jiu-jitsu, Japanese-style jiu-jitsu, possessed-style jiu-jitsu, and street fighting, and it was quite rough. So after a few injuries, I had to cut her back, so I just discontinued with the club.
Yeah, I think jiu-jitsu, you're going to be thrown around a bit. But I think what my friend, I can't remember what the name of his discipline was, but I believe it was intended to be of a defensive nature, kind of using the other person's body or whatever as or his movements, his weight. I forget, but I know that other than the physical exercise part of it, it was not one where he would come home with, you know, broken bones, dislocated shoulders, things like that. But, all right. It's pretty big here on the island. There's quite a few schools. And they could open up in a storefront and have a school for training. Of course, you don't want to have glass around just in case you get thrown through one. Anyway, what do you do for a living, Rick?
This is Victor Echo 4, Romeo India Charlie. Did I lose you there, Rochester?
No, you might have, I don't think I tried that. The repeater, just something might have happened with the link. Are you copying me now?
Every once in a while, like, I didn't think you finished your sentence, you're talking about different martial arts and stuff like that. I was taken out of the same club of Brazilian grappling, and that's a wonderful sport. It really stresses the whole body and allows you to have a really good workout before you, every muscle of yours is sore by the next morning.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, you know, if you're doing, for example, aerobics are very good, just get your heart rate up there to make sure you're in good condition, but you do that, and you can do that a couple of times a week and be in generally good health. I'd asked, I'm not sure why I dropped out, sometimes that's just the IRL, you know what, I might have timed out the IRL keynote, but what do you do for a living up there in Manitoba?
I'm a heavy-duty transport mechanic, truck mechanic. I have a couple of qualifications that allows me to do that within the depth of my field.
KC2, YSK, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today? You have Rick up there in Manitoba. And you also have Rick here in Old Beth Page, so there you go. Poor Rich. That's great, Tom. Rick. I had a friend that was truck engine repair, and it's interesting. He had built-in clients, didn't have to go searching for them because he had various contracts with some of the long-haul truckers. But, okay, definitely a skill. Jay, over to you, and you'll pass it on to Rick. This is K2KNB.
All right, thanks, Rich. Good morning, Rick. I was in Manitoba. We talked, I think, last week. I think we did anyway. This is KC2YSK. The name is Jay. And let me pass it to, I guess, the other Rick in somewhere on the island. Over to you.
Well, good morning. I'm just about to pull into my pit stop for breakfast here. The RLP on my end is cutting a little bit in and out, so if I don't seem to pick it up, just someone else pick it up instead of me, because it's cutting in and out here, and I know throughout the conversation that when you guys talk, I'm missing bits and pieces of it, so I don't know, sometimes I don't know if you're done talking or not. Victor Echo 4, Romeo, India, Charlie.
Yeah, that's not a problem, Rick. Sometimes that does happen. You have two different timers here. You have the repeater timer and the IRLB timer. But I wasn't sure if you said that you were signing because you had pulled into your spot. Is that correct?
No, I'm not going to be out of the vehicle. I'm just pulling into the Golden Arches here to grab a breakfast.
Ah, the Golden Arches of Canada. Okay, very good. So, Jay, go ahead and pick it up.
All right, thanks, Rich. I'm crawling along here on the LIE. Traffic is a bear today, and people are just totally crazy. I had a guy cut me off from the HOV lane. I was in the third lane. In front of me, in front of a tractor trailer, all the way across four lanes to get to the side of the LIE, the shoulder, to get to an exit so he could beat everybody. It's just like people are crazy.
Let me see if I have it. Rick may have been in the arches there. Okay, yeah, I was just watching the news last night, and there was a bad accident on Linden Boulevard in Brooklyn, and it was two cars going in the same direction, you know, and that's, I think one cut the other off, presumably, obviously, accidentally, and one of them slammed into a pole, the driver was killed. You know, usually you think of things in opposite directions, somebody crossed the median or something, but there's a lot of people out there who shouldn't be driving. That's why I gave up my license 30 years ago. Jake?
Oh, I didn't realize it was that long ago, Rich. That's amazing. Yeah, I was talking to Rich K2 UPS up on 440, and he was saying some of the stuff he sees on his long-distance drives is just, like, unbelievable. People are impatient, but the LA is really bad today. I mean, I actually left a little bit earlier, and I'm usually at work by 10 after, and I'm just getting up to the Seacoast today now. It's, I'm not sure why. I don't see any accidents, but it's like redlined all the way on my GPS.
I just wanted to see if Rick came back. Let me later drop him in. Well, that's the worst thing about Long Island traffic is that basically you go east and west. You have three main highways that take east and west, and if one of them has a problem, then you begin to back up the others. So, you know, you could be it could be a problem on the northern state that's causing people to move over just past where you are right now and get onto the LIE, and it just slows everything up. But it could be anything, you know. It could be a police car and people moving off to the side as they should be doing. Yeah, that's crazy stuff. Yeah, I always did rationalize, as I knew I had problems with my eyes, but I always rationalized that, if I hurt myself, you know, whatever. And then I realized that that really wasn't fair because there was a possibility of hurting others, and that's when I just said, all right, enough is enough. So that was it. This is KGKND, Jay.
I imagine then you carpooled to get to work, right, because you taught in the city, I believe. Unless you live right there, but, yeah, sometimes I can see the benefits of not of taking mass transit, except Long Island's mass transit really is awful. For many years, I worked in the city and took the train every morning, and, you know, it was a 50-50 shot whether the train would be on time, whether you get a seat, whether it break down, get stuck in Jamaica, you know. There's no good solution, at least not on the island.
No, and, you know, going back, and again, it's easy when you're not the one that's directly affected, but I live, you know, let's say a half a mile maximum, from what would have been the roadway going up to the bridge that would have crossed the Sound to Connecticut. And I understand the environmental issues there, but on the other hand, how environmentally is it unsound for you to be in bumper-to-bumper traffic, pumping all that, all the hydrocarbons into the air? So, you know, sometimes things are short-sighted. And Long Island genuinely seems to be short-sighted in terms of transportation. It was marveled at New Jersey. And again, not that it's a perfect situation, but the fact that in their road planning, they planned in advance for the potential to widen the road. So they didn't have to exercise a lot of eminent domain and knock down things to be able to extend their roadway. Whereas look at the mess that it was to put the HOV lane in there and subsequently the service lane along the expressway. It was just bad planning. They've spoken for years about a monorail paralleling, let's say, the Long Island Expressway. They'll never, ever do that. Even bikes, you know, bike paths, sensible bike paths that could allow people to do short runs in their bikes. People do in the city all the time. You know, they'll go 5 miles, 6 miles to work on a bike. But very, very not progressive here on Long Island.
Yeah, I was a kid when that whole plan, when they were building the Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway and Moses wanted to do the bridge, and I don't know how much it was ecology as much as it was the rich people up in this area didn't want the noise and the traffic. That was really, I think, the bottom line. I don't know if, you know, ecology or whatever environment was really that well researched at that point. I mean, they should have done that. It's impossible to get off the island. I mean, that was one of the things about shutting down Shoreham, is if there was an evacuation plan, you're screwed. So that would have helped there a little bit. Maybe go revisit that sometime further east. There was some talk of that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Again, I don't, you know, I remember it as being, and you could be right, and it certainly could be a combination of things, but the environmental issue was that you were going into certain preserved areas, ecologically preserved areas up on the North Shore. I mean, they had gotten pretty far. They, I think originally it was the Bethpage Parkway extension that was supposed to go up there, and then they opted to build the whole Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway. And, actually, one is under state and one is under, I'm not sure what the different jurisdiction is between the Bethpage State Parkway and the Seaford Oyster Bay, but there is some difference in jurisdiction, I believe. Seaford Oyster Bay would be controlled by, I think by Nassau cops, I'm not sure. Anyway, so it's a mixed bag of things, but yeah, definitely would help, and think about all the trucking, because there's so many companies that, because land and buildings are relatively inexpensive as you get out into Suffolk County, there's still businesses going out there, but they have these huge tractor trailers. they have to tack an extra hour, an hour and a half, or 2 hours onto the truck going each way, just to compensate for what they're doing, whereas this bridge would have relieved lot of commercial traffic, allowing it to go up either to New England or, you know, get up to like 84 going cross country, but nobody saw that. KGTYSK, KGKND.
No, you're right. It's, again, short-sightedness on that one. But, yeah, I think Seaforth Bay is part of the federal roadways, just like the LIE is. So, whereas the other one is the state's do it, any of the state parkways. But I didn't realize that Bethpage was supposed to meet do it, too. That's interesting. Yeah, Robert Moses was quite a visionary, also quite a dictator from what you read about him. He was not well-liked, and people actually enjoyed the fact that they stopped his biggest project with the bridge. So, that goes to show you, you know, he might be the master builder, but he must have pissed a lot of people off. Well, we're finally moving, and I have absolutely no idea what happened, but we're now moving, which is a good thing. I guess there might have been an accident an hour ago. Who knows? KC2YSK. Over to you, Rich.
KC2YDT Mobile.
Okay, Matt, recognize. Yeah, I think originally, Jay, if you're familiar with Bethpage State Parkway, and then the green belt that was created, there's a big cut of land that runs right from the end of the Bethpage State Parkway up to Oyster Bay. And again, I think that that might have been the area that there might have been some political influence, because that would have been cutting through Syosset and Woodbury and I guess Oyster Bay. I don't remember the whole track of it, but that's what is now the green belt, and they just did a monumental modernization of it. They put a tar blacktop path to a good part of it. I think eventually it'll go all the way. But at some point they said, no, let's do the Seaford Oyster Bay. Maybe it had to do with funding, whatever the case was. But they stopped it at Jericho Turnpike when the bridge project was ending. Anyway, Matt, over to you, and you'll pass it on to Jay. This is KGKNB.
Okay, very good. Good morning to you all. The Green Belt really had a lot of political influence to it, which a lot of people don't realize. Just stopping any Green Belt, you know, office and ask them, they give you the whole story on it. It's actually quite fascinating. But anyway, I'm just coming back. Just took the dog out for a little morning practice, did very well, and I'm going to take him home, get him to eat before I start my day. Jay?
And I'm going to have to look up this green belt. I've lived here all my life, I didn't even know about that. So it runs from the end of Bethpage State Park. I'll have to take a look, I'm not sure. Rich, over to you.
Yeah, it has a specific name, and it's in the park system of New York State, but it's actually called the Greenbelt. And it was a series of dirt paths originally, and it was a nature kind of a thing. You certainly saw a good part of the Long Island horticulture, or maybe that's forestry, whatever it is. But some of the problems were that it wasn't always maintained where the brush was cut back, and I used to ride my bike in there. Imagine riding your bike and hitting this root system from various trees that just cut right across your bike path, or, you know, angled with you, but people just kept falling off their bikes. So I think what they did was, and I haven't actually been on the tar path now, but it's a regular bike walking path. It's probably 10 feet wide, something like that. And it goes again from the northern end of Bethpage State Park to Oyster Bay, but I don't know if they've blacktopped it all the way. But it's an interesting walk. Scout troops do it all the time, nature lovers. It's a nice walk through Long Island. Matt?
I think I got to sign out.